It's time to get away. And to help get you there, it's Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. From around the world to across Georgia, she covers it all. Now, here's the host of Travel Bags, Anita Thomas.
Hello, 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 and welcome aboard Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. I am Anita, the Anita of Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and Olivia is sitting in with me, as she always is, the friend.
The resident friend.
The resident friend, the right-hand lady, the lady on the go. You've been traveling a bit, too.
Yes, we stockpiled some episodes, and now we're finally back into our regular schedule. So
we did stockpile quite a few shows and just have been on the go kind of a lot.
Yes, but that means we have more to talk about. So I'm excited to dive in.
It really does mean we have a lot of things coming up, a lot of great shows, a lot of great destinations to share with people as well. Some really good destinations that are perfect for summer vacation, for families, for, you know, girlfriend groups. I mean, it runs the gambit. I mean, guys wanting to go fishing or golfing, we can cover it all for them with some of the places we've been.
It really does. And, you know, some of the places that are kind of on our schedule to talk about are not, you know, your typical vacation destinations. They're a little more creative and thus maybe more fun and memorable.
I think so too, Olivia. And I think it's good to bring those types of destinations along, because a lot of times we're like, okay, well, we know about, you know, some of the top destinations. All you have to do is kind of Google the top places to go, and they show up. So we have those covered as well, and probably a couple of shows coming up, some of those. But definitely,
and they're always good.
They're always good. No problem with those at all. But, you know, what I want to talk about today is Father's Day is right around the corner. I mean, we still have a little bit of time. We have a couple of weeks, actually, so there's still time to kind of get ready for Father's Day, but it's a big day. I mean, it is the day to celebrate the men that are in our lives that are fathers. So it could be your father, it could be a grandfather, a brother, an uncle, a friend as well.
Yes.
I mean, it runs the gambit. You know, there are a lot of dads in our lives. So now is a good time, I think, for you and I to share some suggestions that we have for Father's Day gifts. And it's still time to buy them.
It is. And much like the Mother's Day show where we talked about potential gifts, of course, we're coming from a travel angle. So a lot of these items are perfect for when you're on the go, but they can also work in your everyday life, too.
You're right about that. I mean, that's what we like about the travel gifts that we talk about, or the travel gear, because sometimes we talk about gear and it's not around gift giving time. But hey, with the gear that we talk about, you could give it year round. It doesn't have to be a holiday.
Exactly. Yeah.
So why don't we get started with a really, really great backpack for that dad who wants to be super stylish, but also likes function. Travelon, which is one of our favorite brands, we really like Travelon a lot, has a great backpack that almost kind of doesn't look like a backpack. It looks a little too stylish to really call it a backpack, but that is what it is. And it's anti-theft, which Travelon is known for that.
It is known for that. I mean, their straps are usually, you know, you can't cut through them. It's very durable. And you're right, it looks very sleek and stylish, so you can stand out in the airport crowd.
The man about town, the man about the rural,
yes.
Maybe. He's traveling everywhere in style. And it has quite a few compartments and RFID blocking. And we know, of course, that we want to do that because those thieves are out there all the time trying to get really smart with kind of capturing our, you know, information off of credit cards, off of passports. So this bag has protection against that. You can put those things, your passport, credit cards, in those little slots, zip it away, and it's protected from both ways. Someone trying to get into the zipper, as well as the RFID protection.
And that's really the best way to defend yourself against that, because, you know, sometimes it's happening and you're not even aware that it is until you notice some activity.
Right, until you get that call from your credit card company and you don't like that call. I recently got that call, by the way, so it's not fun. Because then you have to get all the cards replaced. Not fun at all. So there's also a front zipper pocket. There are the pockets on the side that we've come to depend on with backpacks. Those pockets that we can put water in or containers in on the side pockets there. So it comes with all of that, too.
Very nice. And another backpack option we have, this one's a bit more outdoorsy. We're looking at a backpack from United by Blue. It's their 30L base backpack, durable, water repellent. It sheds the moisture and it's stain resistant, so you don't have to worry about that, and it'll last you a long time.
It does. You know what I like about this particular backpack too is that it has the style there too, but it doesn't really shout like, you know, that stylish kind of, you know, Renaissance man kind of thing that the previous one did. So it really does. This really gives an option for if you really want to get a backpack, but you're not really sure which kind of backpack your guy might want. Here you have two that are very similar in what they offer in terms of functionality, but then they're different in style.
Exactly. And this one you can take when you're out in nature and exploring, but it also has plenty of room for a laptop, even a padded laptop sleeve. So you can use it when you're traveling through the airport as well.
Yeah, and those outside pockets are really good for storing things when you're traveling that you need to get to quickly. They're right on the back of the backpack. They have zippers there, too, to protect that as well, away from people who might want to try and get in there and get what you got and take it out. We don't want that. And it averages around about $108, so you want to check it out at unitedbyblue.com.
Now, our next option, I'm very interested in this. It is not a fanny pack. It is a hip pack. From Matador Up.
That's right. That's right. I said the same thing when I first saw it. I was like, well, it looks kind of like a fanny pack, but they're calling it a hip pack. So,
and they're coming back. I see them around a lot.
But, they're really good for travel because, you know, you want to have everything really close to you. And this is one that you can also put like a shirt over it and that type thing. So it really is good for that anti-theft.
And it is ideal, you know, if you're going to a concert or a festival and you don't want to have to hold on to your phone or your wallet or your keys.
That's right.
You know, they're right there. You don't have to worry about someone trying to pickpocket you either. So it is a safe option and, you know, less clutter.
That is true. That is true. And the other good thing about it is that if you want to take it to have when you arrive at your destination, it packs down to the size of a lemon, packs down really small. So you can just stick it in your bag somewhere and pull it out if you need it, you know, when you're walking around, taking a hike and doing things like that. And it comes in at $34, and you can check it out at MatadorUp.com. Now, this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and Olivia and I are talking about Father's Day gifts. So we're getting you guys ready, so I hope you're writing all these down. Pencil and pad, you need that right now. But now, there's some other gifts as well to Olivia. There's the EG Touch, which is a really cool lock. You know, we always want to take those little locks along with us that either have a combination or a little key. But this is something that's a little bit different. It operates based on an app on your phone, and it works both with Android as well as Apple. And you sign up for it with the app. And then Bluetooth allows you to lock, unlock, and track your bag, all based on a little old lock.
Yeah, that's a really great feature, being able to track your bag, especially if, you know, you're on a lot of connecting flights and, you know, even if your bag isn't stolen. Mm-hmm. It's a great way to keep track of your luggage.
It is, and especially for, you know, those dads who might be into gadgets, into technology. This is certainly a gift that they may not know about, may not be familiar with, but would love to have as just an addition to their collection of other gadgets.
Again, you don't have to worry about keys or a combination with your typical lock. It's all with your phone.
It's all with your phone, so just don't lose that phone.
Right.
That's the only thing.
Keep it in your hip pack.
That's right. That's right. You can combine all of these gifts. Very good point, Olivia. Now, this comes in at $29.16, and you can find it at EG, and that's EGEE, touch.com. Now, there's another thing that we talk about all the time, and that is compression socks. Guys need them too.
Yeah, we talk about just socks in general. We're big fans of socks here, but some of our favorite compression socks come from Sockwell. They come in a lot of stylish colors and patterns, but the best thing about them is they provide that compression for your legs when you're sitting for long periods of time. It helps keep the blood flowing and prevent swelling, so you're more comfortable at the end of your trip.
That's true. You know, a lot of times, too, we think compression socks equals, you know, airplane trip. But also, too, for long road trips, you want to have those compression socks because, again, you're sitting down when you're in the car as well. So you definitely want to keep that in mind. And as you mentioned, we love Sockwell. We've talked about them before. We cover them also, too, in the Mother's Day gift. So they're great for everyone. They come in around $13, and they have various styles, lengths, and all of that, as you mentioned, different colors and patterns. Now, we're coming down to the end of this segment, but when we come back, we're not ending now with the Father's Day gift, so we have some more ideas as well when we come back on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. And today's show is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations. Check out their website at sapeloislandbeachvacations.com. When I look-